Rated E for everyone, 10 and up.
Hey! This is that story show, people.
Hallelujah!
Watching?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this lady's house. I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people, this is That Story Show, where real life stories take the spotlight. It's episode 447, brought to you the week of August 23rd, actually 31st, 2023. I'm your host. My name is James Kinnison, and my good friend is here.
Hey, James, I'm John, and I want to tell you about this new book stand that I got from IKEA.
Oh.
Yeah, it fell over, and all my books fell on my head.
Yeah.
But you know what? I have my shelf to blame.
That was funny, wasn't it? I have my shelf to blame.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. No, IKEA's great, you know? IKEA is just short for I'll kill you. So that's
I'll kill you.
Yeah, I'll kill you. That's what happens there. We always start with an opening story, and this one is a voicemail from Jessica McCabe. It's called Belfie.
I don't know if you can handle this one. You can't tell anyone, all right?
Okay.
Promise?
Does anyone know?
I think Daddy knows.
And does anyone else know, like your friends? Your friends probably know.
No. Okay, so...
Say it what you know.
One summer... I think she does. Okay, so one summer, I went for a trip to Toronto to go work for a week for my uncle Park, who is an accountant. Okay, so I was doing office work and stuff like that for him, right? And it was just him and I in the office. And so halfway through the week, I'm quite bored. I've kind of done all the stuff that I need to do, so I decide that it would be a good idea. So I did a bunch of photocopying, the photocopier, okay, for him and stuff like that, right? So I'm done all that, and I'm bored and looking for something to do and whatever. And I thought it might be funny if I photocopied my bum.
Oh, so yes, then, I was thinking a lot.
So that I could send a picture of my butt to my friends. Like, I was actually going to mail it to them, right? And this is before, like, cell phones and, like, text messaging. So it's not like I could,
text
them a picture.
Gen X.
Yes. So anyways, so I photocopy my bum, but then the photocopier stops working. Like, it is jammed. It is not working anymore.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, oh, my goodness, what do I do? What do I do? So I have to tell my uncle that, because I needed to start photocopying more and the photocopier is not working anymore, right? So I went to my uncle and I said, okay, there's something wrong with the photocopier. So he calls a repairman to come out. Okay, to fix it. Okay, so he's working away at it, trying to figure out what's wrong with it. And he finally figures out the problem. So he calls my uncle, and I'm in the office at this point. So there's three of us in the office. It's the repairman, myself, and my Uncle Park. And
I'd be gone, dude.
So it boots up again and starts to print out whatever was jammed in there. Do you remember? What do you think printed out?
My butt.
A picture of my butt printed out. So we're all standing there in the office, and I am mortified because I'm like, I don't know how that got there. I don't. How did that get there?
You're such a thing.
So I didn't say anything. I just kind of like, but I think they knew.
It was broken when I
think they both knew that. That was my
yes,
butt.
Yes, he did.
On yes, the paper.
It did. wasn't in colors.
No, it wasn't in color. It was black and white.
Okay.
Yeah.
Black and white.
Needless to say, my uncle never asked me back to work for him over the summer anymore.
Because you photocopied your butt.
I wonder why.
love it how she brought her daughter into it and told her the story. It's like an interactive story, but they did it themselves. It's so classic.
It was Jessica, thank you so much for that story. I work with a lot of copiers around here. I don't think anyone has ever done that.
I'd be afraid to, man. I'm a fat guy, so if I get up on a copier, that glass is broke.
Yeah, you don't want it broken.
No. You have to be under a certain weight. I don't know what the weight limit is on tempered glass. I know it's pretty high, but yeah, no. I'd hate to explain that at the emergency room. So what were you doing when you lacerated your butt cheeks? Believe it or not, I've never seen it before. I was taking a copy so I could see what's going on down there. And I fell through.
I have a doctor's appointment, and I just wanted to make sure it looked normal. And I don't have a mirror.
See if I need any makeup or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
That is the best.
Thanks, Jess. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Let's do some news nuggets. 5 million bees fall off the back of a truck in Ontario.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Police in Ontario called in several beekeepers for backup when approximately 5 million bees fell out of the back of a truck. The Halton Regional Police Service and officers were alerted about 6:15 a.m. that several boxes of bees had fallen from the back of a truck in Burlington. We're not sure how or exactly what took place, but at some point the boxes containing the bees or beehives slid off the trailer and spilled all over the road. Several local beekeepers were summoned to the scene to help gather the estimated 5 million bees. Beekeeper Luke Peters said he and his fellow beekeepers, they're not scared, they're not yellow, had to be extra careful during their efforts because the insects were agitated. It's important for people to understand that honeybees are fairly gentle and don't bother people unless they are bothered. This is a rare situation where you have to keep your distance from them, he said. Peter said locals can expect there to be a large number of bees in the area for a few days, probably 5 million. Police said the driver of the truck was cited for driving with an insecure load. And that's the funniest part to me. Why did the bees fall off the truck? They were insecure.
They were insecure.
People my whole life have been telling me what to be and what not to be. Come on, guys. Are we in this? Are we going to do this or what?
Who's with me?
Who's committing
suicide? I
bet you
the news was buzzing after that story, wasn't it?
Oh, man. Yeah. I bet it was.
I don't like myself for that one.
You have to resist the urge. You have to resist the urge there. Florida man arrested for trying to pay for McDonald's with Monopoly pieces.
Oh.
Florida man's always up to something. A man in Florida was arrested after trying to pay for a McDonald's meal with Monopoly pieces. And see, I read that and I'm like, around St. Louis, he would just get laughed at and sent out of the McDonald's, you know, because I've been in a chicken place before and the guy came up with his chicken tray and he's like, can I get a refill? And the lady just turned around and talked to the entire staff. She said, look at this fool trying to get a refill on chicken.
You called him a fool.
And he just walked away. Dejected.
Okay, I guess I'll leave now.
So Florida. It must be a nice part of Florida is all I'm saying. The man who is identified as 31-year-old Michael Rembert. Wouldn't you love your name to be out there as the guy that tried to buy McDonald's with Monopoly pieces? Anyway, he entered the McDonald's and ordered a meal. And when he went to pay, he offered the cashier a handful of Monopoly pieces. Not even the money. Just here's some priceless heirlooms. You guys like Monopoly, right? You're McDonald's. You play Monopoly every year. The cashier refused to accept the pieces. And here it is. Rembrandt became angry and started yelling.
Oh.
So he was sure that he was due some food off these daggum Monopoly pieces. He was eventually arrested by police.
What makes me scared about this story is that maybe somebody actually did take the Monopoly money, and that's why he didn't have any Monopoly money to
didn't
give.
Have any more left over.
Maybe I can get away with the pieces.
He's like, that paid for lunch yesterday. Perhaps. Well, in Canada, there's apparently a joke that their money is Monopoly money. Like, it looks like Monopoly money.
Yeah.
It has colors and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very crazy.
So you got your loonies and your toonies.
Yeah. Yeah.
For real.
So anyway, we have a few announcements to make. Hats are available on Etsy.com. Subscribe to That Story Show's YouTube channel, if you will. If you have a YouTube account, if you surf YouTube.
Or three.
You can go there, and we're youtube.com/thatstoryshow. We're doing great. We've grown 80 subscribers in just the last 20 days. And so we should be at 1,000 downloads within a month, and things are just going to take off from there. But what we're doing is doing YouTube shorts, and I'm very excited about those. We're taking some of our best stories, condensing them down to 60 seconds or less, and telling them live, and it's great. It's fun. And it's great for me because we're getting a lot of great people from YouTube, because not everybody on YouTube's nice. You know, if you ever read comic sections on YouTube, they're not nice. There's a bunch of little kids, but we are.
Don't read the comments.
Our stories are pulling in the same kind of people that listen to this show. And awesome. I love it. I love it so far. It's great. And the feedback we're getting is great. So check it out. Also, I want to talk about our theme show, Fears and Tears. We want to know about times you've scared somebody or somebody scared you. Also, times that somebody's made you cry or you made somebody else cry. You know, in a humorous way, of course. We don't want to hear about the time you crashed into your mom and just annihilated her with a bicycle. No, you know, and
that's not fun.
And you wounded her heart, and she's permanently damaged from all of it. So we don't want to hear that. But anything else would be great. It's time to jump into some listener stories. What'd you say?
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. A dark place in my soul. First, a word from our sponsors. All right, it's time to jump into some stories. John, if you ever want to know where the stuff comes from in my heart, it is a very dark place. It's a place that I haven't submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. So
I see. Yes. Well, I'm sure that we all own that place in our souls.
No. It's only the bad guys like me. Some people are perfect. Did you know? Haven't you ever been to church and seen the perfect people?
Oh, no, those are the ones that scare me the most.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I look in the mirror every day, and I have to remind myself that I'm not perfect.
No, you're a lot closer than I am. Speaking of religion, I forgot an update, a piece of an announcement. I have started a new podcast that I would like to share with everyone. It's called Not Quite Christlike. Try to say that three times fast. John?
I won't. I tried last time and it didn't work.
I can't even say it once, correctly.
If you say it with a weird voice, it might work.
Yeah, not quite Christ-like. Yeah. You know, it's
yes,
like,
right.
It works so, like that. A bottle of water. So if you do that.
What's this? Hey.
But you can look it up in iTunes, Google, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you're at. Not Quite Christ-like is a show for those who struggle with their faith in Christianity, whose relationship with Christ is not straightforward. The first episode is called Special Needs Christian. It's about Jacob struggling with the angel of the face of God and the limp that he took away from that experience and the struggle that he had and how struggle is strength. So if you're someone that needs a pep talk, and then I've already gotten so much good feedback. I read it on GOK actually last night. So I'm excited. I was very insecure about doing a religious show, but it's time. I used to be a pastor. So did you, John? You know, it's time. So,
All right. And I was touched by it, just so you know. And so our audience knows, I appreciated the words you had to say.
Well, I love touching you, John. So it's good.
Now I don't know if I can do the show. I feel so weird.
I'm glad you were touched, John. That's all I want to say.
You know what? We can't use that expression ever.
No.
Again. I think I need to re-edit. I was blessed, Brother James, by your words.
I was blessed.
You have ministered to my soul.
Thank you, man. So much.
I'm going to send my offering to you.
Oh, yeah. I did forget about that part, too. Since it's a ministry podcast, I need part of your tithe. You know,
yeah.
Don't send it to the church anymore. Send it right to me. And you'll be on my prayer list. And I will pray for you, or at least pretend to. As far as you know, I will pray for you. So.
And you will be, are you a prosperity kind of guy?
I am. I'm also a faith healer. I'm going to get Jen to get a big perm and a lot of makeup. We're going all out.
Going back to the 80s, man.
I'm
going to
hire an angel. Anyway, let's do some stinking stories. What are we doing?
We're going to get in trouble.
Not So Secret Stalker by Wes Richards in Manhattan, Kansas. While driving back from Colorado, we needed a bathroom break. So we stopped at a gas station and I went in to the restroom and I did my business. And then I went to wash my hands and there was a man next to me washing his hands. Now, I didn't get any physical features of the man because you know the rules of the bathroom. You don't look at anyone. That's exactly right.
No eye contact.
Nope. You don't talk at all.
That's right.
I started to walk out of the bathroom.
Like an elevator.
But the man started to walk out of the bathroom too, and he started to follow me. So I started to pick up my pace, and I did some maneuvers around the racks in the store. But the guy maneuvered along with me and would not stop following me. And when I made it to the door, I just flat out sprinted to the car. And I heard a high laugh from my dad. It was my freaking dad the whole time. I tried to laugh it off, but secretly I had been scared for my life because I thought I was going to get kidnapped at the daggum truck stop. Wes Richards.
I just wanted to get some beef jerky.
Manhattan, Kansas. I did something very similar to my daughter accidentally on the way to dropping her off at college. She, on the back of her car, wrote, "I'm going to college, Cash App me." And then she put her Cash App name, and it was Jenna with another A and then something else and this whole thing. And me and Jen were driving separate, so we pull off the highway, and what do you know? There I see the green Kia Soul with her name on the back, and she gets out of the car, and I go, "Hey, Jenna!" And she jumped straight in the air. And I realized immediately what I had done. She didn't recognize it as her dad, this comforting, wonderful voice. She thought it was some random dude that saw her name on the back of the car. And she was in trouble. So I told, I was too ashamed to go to her and apologize. I just told Jen, just somehow tell her that I'm sorry.
She's going to have her own podcast one day and talk about how when she was headed to college, she got this scary voice person that shouted out her name, and she probably...
It's going to be called Podcast Kid The Dark Side.
The Dark Side.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Oh, man.
Yeah, speaking of which, she's coming home this weekend
for
24 hours. 24
what?
Hours.
How long does it take to drive up there?
2 hours. But she's staying one day.
That's not bad.
And I doubt... Her parents are being thought of in this 24-hour period. It's we're just going to provide a place for her to stay, free Airbnb. She's probably going to be going and doing everything with her friends and
food to eat. I'm sure
be lucky to see her. So
yeah, well, you know what? You should hold out some kind of stipulation, like if you want us to help you with your college. Then you have to spend X amount of time with us.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll work. Because
yeah, it won't. That's terrible advice.
If you hold on to a bird and squeeze it,
it will love you forever.
Yeah, it just settles right in. It loves that crap.
Yeah,
loves that forced affection. Yeah, yeah.
But if you let it go, it'll fly away.
It'll fly away and never freaking come back again.
Never.
Ever. That bird is gone. That
it's
bird
gone.
Will flip you a bird as it's leaving is what it is.
Yes.
Anyway.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. Read us a story, John.
Okay. This comes to us from Matthew Harrison all the way out in Concord, North Carolina.
Woo.
And this is my dirty mind. Like the man of integrity that I am, I have waited 28 years and have moved 3,000 miles away from my home in England. Before telling this story, should I read this in a different voice?
No.
I won't. Okay, I won't. I was just joking about this because I don't have a good English voice, of course. I feel it's finally time to be released from the spanking room.
Oh,
James.
Love it. Love it. Great.
The spanking room. Firstly, in my defense, I didn't become a quote-unquote born-again Christian until 2 years after this incident.
Mm-hmm.
I was 21 at the time.
Yeah.
So after a busy morning at work, it was break time, and I made my way to the break room. I grabbed some coffee, and I sat down. The room was filling up quickly. My friend Rebecca grabbed her coffee and sat next to me. We began chatting and exchanging pleasantries. Rebecca has a skirt on that came to her knees. That's right? That's good.
Yeah, that's proper.
That's proper.
These days.
Proper, yes.
Righto. It's, cheerio. Drop, drop. Right.
Yes.
Governor.
It's proper, and it's what's the word that you use when you're modest?
Yes.
Modest, yeah.
Modest.
To the knees. I noticed that she had some marks on her legs. I asked her what they were and if she was okay. They're carpet burns, she replied. What happened next I can only describe as the worst 3 minutes of my life. Being the obnoxious and loud young man that I was, I proceeded to say at the top of my voice, "Oh, carpet burns, you say? Carpet burns? Oh, really? Carpet burns?"
Gosh, it's like an episode of The Office, you know, the British Office. It's terrible.
All right. Yeah, he said that all in an English voice because England is his home town, his own country. So I read it wrong, but that's okay because I was told not to. I repeated this several times in the voice of Ricky Gervais. By now, everyone in the staff room had gone silent and was looking at us. Rebecca was staring silently at the floor. Any normal mature person would have stopped here.
He didn't know.
But I was not mature at all. So I carried on. Carpet burns, eh? Carpet burns, you say? Oh, so go on then. Tell us. So what happened to these carpet burns? Very quietly, while still looking at the floor, Rebecca finally said, "I'm epileptic. I had a seizure."
Oh, gosh.
On the inside of my soul, I died.
Of course.
But on the outside... On the outside, the only words I could say were, "Oh, sorry." To ease my pain, I would have accepted without complaint a one-way trip to Hades.
Ugh.
And to make matters worse, this was a young woman I was trying to impress at the time.
You ruined that.
Yep. I put this down to the most spectacular crash and burn known to mankind.
Goodness.
I never drank a scalding cup of coffee so quickly in my life, just so I could leave the room. I have to clarify, I didn't leave England because of this story, although I would have been
on the plane that evening. But
yeah, it's like, well, I can't live here anymore. I'm gone.
The whole country is ruined now.
The whole country knows about
the whole empire.
My stupid, mean self. It would have been an acceptable reason. However, I left when I met my wife several years later. My wife doesn't know the story, and to my knowledge, she doesn't listen to this podcast yet.
Mrs. Harrison! Hey, Mrs. Harrison!
So, let's just keep it between us, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Matthew. There's a thing that happens with that story show. Once you claim something and say it out loud to the world...
They find it.
This will be the very first episode that your wife finds.
Yep.
And so will that lady that you made fun of in England. She's gonna
call you, man. She's gonna hit you up on Facebook. Like, thanks for making fun of my epilepsy. Good Lord.
Thanks.
Hey, what was that? We're up with carpet burns. Carpet burns, eh?
Oi, what's this? Carpet burns.
What you doing down on the carpet, eh? You know. Having an epileptic seizure, you know.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm
my
epileptic.
Gosh.
I had a seizure.
That's like the time I was at the grocery store and I'm bagging groceries. And I don't know what came over me. I just thought everything I said was hilarious. Apparently at the time I had no filter. And this lady and her daughter were checking out. And I looked at the mother and I said, "You know your daughter's pregnant, right?" And she looked up slowly at me. And she says, "Yes, I know, but who told you?" So not only was her daughter actually pregnant, it was so recent that they were still keeping it a secret. It was so bad. It's so cringe. Oh my gosh. To this day, I am 50 years old. I was probably 16 at the time.
Oh,
so stupid.
That is an embarrassing, you know, but maybe that was actually the Holy Spirit speaking to you to use that knowledge to give her some comfort. You accidentally used it in the wrong way. You might have a gift, Jane.
What? You think anything holy was being done during that time? You're a better man than I. Oh, there was a...
Well, I mean, I don't know.
There was a ghost, all right, but it was a ghost of a chance that I was about to get killed. So, oh. Goodness gracious. All right, I got a story called We Catastrophe. Ethan Kadovis from Miami, Florida. Hey, James and John. Right. I'm a senior in high school, and I have a story for you. When I was 7 years old, my favorite game was Wii Sports Bowling. Everybody's was,
oh,
bro.
Oh, man.
That was, oh, there are still old people that play that. Old, and I'm talking about in the old folks' homes. But I considered myself a very good player and often played by myself to improve my technique. My parents had always told me, hey, wear the wrist strap, but I sometimes decided to ignore that information.
Of course.
One day, I was playing in the living room and having a great time, and my brother was sitting on the couch, and my mom and dad were in the other room. Well, my game was going very well, but then disaster struck. I bent my arm back. I threw it forward. I had done countless times before, but this time, I didn't just throw my arm forward. I watched in slow motion as the controller flew across the room straight at the TV. It smashed into the screen, and the game disappeared into a blue screen. This TV was cracked, and I stood in silence staring at my destruction. My mom heard the noise and called what was going on, and she came in the room and saw the damage. She didn't even need to ask what happened because she was very familiar with my stupidity. She didn't yell. Mm. She just walked me into the room that my dad was in. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to kill you, but he is. So
I'm not going to be an accessory to this.
Yeah, your dad's going to jail, not me. Now for some context. My dad had just had surgery on his back, and he was lying in bed most of the time, high on painkillers. So when my mom and I walked in, he asked what happened, and my mom explained the fact that I'd just destroyed the TV. I waited for punishment and scolding, but it never came. My dad looked at me with his stoned expression and said, "That's fine. I'll just buy us a new TV." And my mom and I looked at each other stunned. But I didn't complain because I was still alive.
Dad wanted a new TV anyway.
Yeah, he did. 2 days later, there was a knock at the door, and a man brought a brand new TV in. We've had that TV for almost 11 years now, and my dad jokes that I should break it just so we could get a new one. Hope you enjoyed the story, and hope it makes it on the show. Ethan, Kadovis, Miami, Florida. Thank you so much for your story.
Goodness. Well, congratulations to Mr. Kadovis for the brand new TV, and you know, the Wii is not so much in style these days, and so I guess it's not going to be getting a new TV anytime soon, right?
No, I still have my Wii.
And yeah?
Yeah, I do. It's packed up, but I'm like, I'm never getting rid of a console again because they always come back around and people want them.
Yeah.
My wife never had a problem throwing the controller. She always had a problem getting too close to the TV and swiping and striking the screen.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I used to put a Tickle Me Elmo between her and the screen so that when she kicked that Elmo stepping forward, it would start laughing and it would tell her, hey, you're too close. You're moving forward subconsciously. And I'd love to say that it was a great idea. It was, but ultimately it didn't work. So.
Oh, well, the sad thing is that you bought that Elmo just for that situation, right?
Oh yeah. It wasn't for me at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tickle Me Elmo.
Do you remember the website We Have a Problem? It was basically all pictures and videos of people destroying their televisions and each other because of not using the Wii remotes properly.
Oh, no. I'd never heard of that.
Oh, yeah. It was WIIHaveAProblem.com, I think. It might still exist. Who knows? On the web somewhere.
Cool.
But you know what I got? I got a goat.
Okay.
Evel H. So I got a goat. So in sixth grade, everyone was telling me I should get a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. It's
I
about
told
time.
Boy I liked him. Yeah, it was so, well, okay.
No.
I told a boy I liked him and he liked me. We started passing notes back and forth during reading. I sat by the turn-in tray, and he sat by the pencil sharpener. It was a, oh, it was a relationship bound to happen.
It really helped things move forward, you know? Whenever he wanted to see her, he'd, you know, get his...
I gotta turn in my paperwork.
My heart is fluttering.
I gotta go sharpen my pencil.
I'm gonna sharpen my pencil over here.
As my pencil's dull, I keep breaking the tip.
Take forever. Yeah. And just file it down till it's an inch tall.
Yeah. So Evil says we would pass notes whenever we needed to.
Mm.
At any time. The point was that he would express his undying love for me in every note. I thought it was awkward, but I never had a boyfriend before, so I went with it. I kept every single one of my notes in my coat. Then after a few months of this, he sent me a picture of his goat and broke up with me. Wow. That's a way to go. Sorry, I got a new girlfriend. She's a goat. Evil says, I was over it, but a few years later, my little sister wore that same coat to school. She went through the pockets at recess and proceeded to read the notes to everyone in her class.
Oh.
And then to add injury to insult, she started dating my ex-boyfriend's little brother who was in her class. And the next day, I made her promise not to tell my parents. Lols.
Oh, goodness. I think that's middle school drama.
Dang it.
Yeah, definitely.
Move out of the way,
was.
Stupid.
Oh. I used the wrong voice for that, didn't I?
That's fine. It's fine. Right. I don't know. I don't know what to do with all that. It's a lot to unpack.
It is. I mean, because the goat and the notes.
Yeah. Why would you send a picture of your goat to the girl that, you know, but you have no room to talk. You broke up with a girl in full clown costume.
If I could relive that moment, I wouldn't do that. I mean, it made for a great story, apparently, but
yeah.
I feel so bad about being an idiot, and that's just one of the ways I proved that I am one, I guess.
Oh, goodness.
Sorry.
Hey, do you like going to the dentist, John?
No.
Neither does Caleb.
Does anyone?
I do.
Really?
I know. I'm weird. I know. I like people picking around in my mouth. I like the scraping. I even enjoy being flossed.
You're making my teeth hurt.
I know. I'm a weirdo.
No, it's not weird. It's just, it's strange.
Yeah. Yeah. You remember that scene in Little Shop of Horrors where the guy is a dentist and he's evil?
Steve Martin.
Yeah. Steve Martin's an evil dentist. But there's a guy that comes in and he's totally down with everything that the guy wants to do. And it freaks him out and he kicks him out. Yeah. I'm that guy.
It's funny. I never thought about that.
I don't want pain or anything, but I don't know. I'm like, you got to drill down in there. Go for it, dude.
No, thank you.
It's just a weird thing for me. Don't stop listening to the show just because of that. Okay. Caleb Waller.
You're a braver soul than I. Let's just say that.
Caleb Waller from Commerce Township, Michigan. Story is called Dastardly Dentist. I had two teeth that were loose, but they hadn't come out in about a year. So I went to the dentist for them to check it out. And the dentist figured out that inside of both teeth, they had completely disappeared. And now there was only a shell of these two teeth. Yeah.
He had hollow teeth?
Yeah. He explained to me and my mom about the two shells, and he said he would need to look a little more. So he told me to open my mouth wider, and without telling me or my mom, he happily ripped both of the teeth out without numbing them.
Why?
It hurts so bad.
I don't like that.
And I struggled.
That's why I don't like going to the dentist.
He said I struggled to keep from crying. And I had to have an annoying gauze in my mouth for the day. The good part is that I got a prescription cherry ice cream. You know, such a thing existed.
I need to go to that dentist then. If they're writing prescriptions for cherry ice cream, come on.
You can grab a tooth out for some ice cream. But it was the only beginning of many visits to the dentist. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the story. I hope it makes it on the show. Caleb Waller, Commerce Township, Michigan. That is wrong, man. I had a dentist, though, one time, I will say, that was so evil. He was so evil. I had to have a wisdom tooth taken out, and he numbed me up and he cracked that tooth in half like they do. And something slipped and my mouth started bleeding. And instead of apologizing or being careful or anything, he yelled at me. Do you want me to stop this right now and leave you like this? Or do you want to sit still? And tears are coming out of my face. I'm looking at the assistant and she's looking at me like, I'm so sorry. We all hate him too. You know, he was horrible, absolutely horrible. And if I had had what I know now, then I would be like, yeah, freaking stop right in the middle and I'll sue your butt in the next week.
Oh, man.
But no, yeah. I accepted it. I was young. I was 20, 21, 22, you know.
This happened to you in your 20s?
Yeah.
A dentist talked to you like you were a five-year-old in your 20s.
He was such a butt.
I don't think there's a statute of limitations. You could probably sue him.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get any lawyers that enjoy our show. You're looking for some pro bono work. James@dentalcast.com. He'll take your comments about.
I'd love to jump back into that part of my life and stir it up and face that guy down. It would be great. Like, you know,
you meet up with him, he'd be like, I was thinking about you my whole life. I feel so terrible. I said that to you. Please forgive me. And then you'd be like, nope, no. Lawsuit time, buddy.
Yeah. Stand up out of that wheelchair, sir. I'm not going to slap a cripple.
please. Okay, I deserve it. I deserve it.
All right. Wow. It is time for us to find our story contest winner. All right, there's a lot of good stories here today. Caleb, of course, sent one. Dastardly Dentist. I got a goat. We catastrophe. My dirty mind. And Wes Richards sent in not so secret stalker. As much as I hate to admit it, I like carpet burns, and that's going to get my vote for today. Because that's the most embarrassing, horrible thing ever.
So
what do you think?
I could feel that. Oh man. I you know what? I'll second that.
Okay.
That.
All right.
I second that with my whole heart.
All right,
and
Matthew.
I like the fact that it came from an English mate.
Yeah, Matthew Harrison from Concord, North Carolina. You have won our $50 weekly story contest giveaway. Hey, you know what you can do? Here at the end, we like to talk about our patrons. You can support us for ad-free listening, swag, and weekly bonus content. We're about to record some right now. Patreon.com/thatstoryshow. The show is free, right? And there's no pressure. But if you have $3, $5, $10 a month to throw our way, we would appreciate it. And I feel like you get more in return than what you will be giving. So at least try it out. You can try it for 7 days for free over at patreon.com/thatstoryshow. Pick any of the tiers and you will get access to immediately to our bonus content. If it's your thing, just keep on keeping on and your subscription will start after 7 days. If it's not your thing, unsubscribe, boom, you're gone. We never knew you were there. We won't hate you anymore at all.
No.
If you're more of a one-time donation person, then buy us a lemon at nlcast.com/lemon. All right, now it's time to get out of here. Surely you have a funny life story and you could use 50 extra bucks. Send that story into the show. Submit your story at thatstoryshow.com, where you can get links to our Twitter, our Instagram, our Facebook, and our Discord chat. We're also on Discord. Did I say that? No, I didn't. Yes, I did. I meant to say we're on Reddit. If you're a Reddit person, just look up NLCast. Love the show? Spread that love by leaving a review in iTunes. Those things help us a lot. If you're like, what can we do? I don't have any money to give. Leave us a review in iTunes. Special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. And remember, if something weird, painful, or embarrassing happens to you, don't get stressed. Don't get depressed. Just think, hey, this belongs on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks. And don't forget about the fears and tears theme show. Send your stuff in. thatstoryshow@gmail.com. We'll see you guys. Peace. You thought I had rug burns, but I had a major issue. You thought that you laughed at me, you made me grab a tissue. I cried all day and I cried all night, 'cause you accused me of doing stuff like the horizontal fight. And I don't wanna talk about it anymore. I'm glad you left the country for a brand new shore. And now you told the secret and I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna knock you out with the bottom of my shoe.
Ooh.
This show is part of the Nobody's Listening podcast community. Get more at nlcast.com.